Ja.
Broke a sweat, but there it is.
I didn't send it out because I was gonna have to redo it.
Yeah, I was always told like, your penmanship is very pretty, but what does it say? An old boss would tell me. Oh, all right.
Good morning. I would like to call the Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Let's see. Okay, let's have a prayer this morning.
Some more. Lord, I come to you today and ask that your blessing be upon everyone here today, those in our community. I just ask that you guide all the leaders, whether they be local, state, tribal, world leaders, that all the leaders of the world lead with kindness and strength. And I just ask a blessing upon our world today and help those in need. That we always keep your love and your word in mind. And I just thank you for all the blessings that you've bestowed upon us. And I ask blessing upon those who seek you, Lord, who are unable to find you. And I just continue to pray that they open their hearts and minds to your word and your love. Thank you, Father. Please forgive us for our sins and bless us moving forward. I ask all these things in your mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, next is approval of the minutes. Okay, here's my copy.
Motion to approve the minutes of September
27,
2019.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the minutes for September 27, 2019 as presented and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, minutes are approved. Next is more discussion and possible action of proposed rules amendments. We did adopt one rule that will be reported out along with any others that may be recommended today. We have one coming, and the other is the communication 19491 regarding rule 4.2. Yes. Where that amendment was presented by Congresswoman Lemon, is anyone ready for action on that, or do you want to recap?
We could recap, please.
Okay. Would you like to go ahead and discuss?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. And there was a lot of great discussion. And one point that Congresswoman Stabler brought to the table was the fact that one of the paragraph on the proposed change about the electronic means to attend a meeting. She brought up a very good point, and I'm at the point where I would like to withdraw that particular request for the electronic means to stay in, if that's something that this committee, the will of the committee, sees I'd like to withdraw that piece of it. And so basically it just leaves the piece of attendance. And Clerk Walker also mentioned something that was some points of clarity on attendance to what and not to whom, but like during at what time of the day, at roll call or later on, and that it was a point of contention before when there was an attendance policy, which was not really a policy, but an attendance was published publicly. And one of the things that she did bring up was the fact that a person might not have been there at roll call, but they do note in the minutes of the journals of both meetings, committee meetings, and of the session when a congressperson does arrive, and they denote it with a time also. So I don't know if you guys would be willing to consider maybe going ahead with the attendance piece of it and then publishing it, the attendance of committee meetings and of session, but with the caveat of maybe adding at the time of roll call. I don't know how y'all feel about that. So that's kind of like where we left it, I believe. And I don't know if I'm doing a great job on recap, but okay. Clerk Walker Shanna has her hand up.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Walker?
I gave that a little bit more thought after the meeting was over and tried to think of different ways that it could be done and that could capture the attendance of the individual Congress members. And it was mentioned in the meeting that you could have a late arrival time as well. And then someone afterwards brought up, well, what about people that leave early? And so I thought, well, in all reality, it wouldn't be that difficult because it is in the minutes that we could have attendance and it could be at roll call and you could have late arrival if they arrived and you could put the time that person arrived and then you could have early departure and have the time that they left and then a spot to show what time the meeting ended so that it would give a genuine picture. But that's another option that I thought of after the meeting we had previously. So I just wanted to throw that out there for you guys to consider as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's what... Okay, I'm still thinking. Go, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you. Thank you, Shanna. So with that suggestion, which can we discuss that further?
Yeah.
Her suggestion. So with that suggestion, and you being, you know, in the position that you're in as the Clerk of Congress, it's absolutely doable, and it's not something that you feel would be extra strenuous on you concerning, you know, everything that you already do for us as the Clerk of Congress.
Go ahead.
We have the information available. It would just be a matter of inputting it into a table and making that a public record, whether it's placed on the website or however the body chooses to make it the public record. It would just be throwing the information that we already have available in the minutes into that table.
So may I continue?
Yes.
Thank you. So when you talk about however the Congress chooses to have it done as a public document. So prior to this, it was 7 years ago when it was a rule to keep attendance. Were you given direction by, did it just say what it says here, a public document, meaning that it was something that someone could come down and request, or was it also published to our congressional website?
It was... I want to say that we only put it on the congressional website at the end of a year, and it's not really a fiscal year. It's the end of a speaker's term. So each year when we would elect new officers, we would publish on the website the complete year's worth of information, but it was always available to the public if they came and requested it. It wouldn't be that difficult, really, to update it monthly or something like that. We'd pull the old one down, put the new one up, but it would just be up to you guys as to how you wanted it done.
Yeah, that's what I couldn't. I think that stopped right before I came on, so I was trying to think of how I know that the former clerk of Congress was keeping track. So do you have any idea what that looked like?
It just had whether the person was in attendance or not. And for a while, it was just, she just kept track of roll call. And then there were individuals that were upset because they said, you know, I came in, I just missed roll call, but I came in just a few minutes late. And so then it was, if you arrived during the meeting, she would add to it. But we only put it on the website once a year. And they changed it once a year. And but she kept track of it all year long.
Okay. Congresswoman Stabler?
So that's what I was here. I see. So you have a table that you use, that you count, that you take attendance, take roll call on. Is that the table that you're referring to?
I would make it a little bit different than the table I use for roll call, but excuse me, it wouldn't be much different.
Okay. And then, so when someone comes in and they're tardy, you just put it in the minutes. You don't go back up to the roll call table.
You don't. Mm-hmm. No.
But she does have it open.
Right.
And so there could be that she could put a T in there.
Right. Right.
Now she just puts X's of who's here. And she does the roll call. So there's a way. It is going to take a little more concentration or a little extra effort to monitor that, because also as people leave, I just, that part I'm really not that sure about coming in late and leaving early and all that business. If you stayed for half a meeting, are you, you know, considered there and all that kind of stuff? So maybe just amending your roll call table or inserting a different table, converting, just trying to condense that into one motion, one action is what I'm trying to do.
Right.
Then I think it could be made fairly simple. And then how do y'all feel about producing it at the end of the session? Rather than through the session.
You mean instead of daily or something?
Instead of daily.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I would think that it would be. And that's why I am totally all for showing attendance, because I have an awesome attendance record, and I wish it would have been posted the last 5 years. But and it was a task trying to go back and get that information from myself out of the journals and committee meetings and everything. But yeah, I just don't know what that would look like either, because I'm also like, I've always attended session, but there's been times that I'm like, you know, it's like Congresswoman Pratt arrived at 10:03, you know, or whatnot. So, and then again, the example I gave last week is might have been in a committee meeting the entire time, but because they ran long and I had to, you know, leave at 4:30 when it said it would be over, but they chose to keep going, then I missed the final votes, which even if it's at a vote to adjourn, you've missed, and it says what time you left, but technically the meeting should have ended anyway. So, it's just somebody come up with how that should look, but I'm completely not opposed to posting attendance.
Like I said, too, when I was thinking about it, and I thought about the late arrival, early departure component of it, that was brought to mind, too, because I'd heard someone say that they had rushed to get to a meeting one time just because we had changed it from being in attendance at roll call to as long as you arrived during the meeting, you were considered in attendance. Well, they rushed to get to the meeting and got there just for the vote to adjourn. But they were still counted as being present in the table because of the fact that they showed up before the final vote of the day, you know. So that's why I thought about the late arrival, early departure, and then notating the time of adjournment of that particular meeting so that you had a full picture of how long the meeting was, when they arrived or when they left, and that would give people an idea of how much of the meeting they actually were in attendance for.
Yeah, okay. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you. So, naturally, I'm for the attendance, but I can definitely see, even just amongst four people sitting here at this table, all of the different ideas and, you know, options that we have out there, and I don't know what the right answer is, or what is the most right. And so even if this doesn't leave committee, or if it does, I suspect that it probably won't get very far at this point. And that's just my gut feeling. I'm not upset about it or anything or negative. It's just that to sit here with us even and talk about it, and each of us have some, you know, feelings about it and ideas. And so I hope that it could be made a lot simpler, but it's just not a simple rule, ultimately, when you look at the whole entire picture, as, you know, Shanna was mentioning about the overall picture of what it looks like when somebody is there or they aren't there, and or it showed that they were there and they left 2 minutes after they showed up. So technically, is that attendance? And Congresswoman Stabler mentioned that, like, kind of when you're in school, if you get there in the morning time and you leave at noon, are you considered in a full day's attendance, or are you considered half a day's attendance? So anyways,
I think anymore, even if you miss, you know, because you have the hours, like, you know, I mean, elementary is one, but when you have all the hours, then if you're like 15 minutes late for a certain period, then you're counted absent during that period even. So there's a lot of different ways this could go. But again, I'm not opposed, and we don't have a clear picture on how this would look, but we could certainly put it out to the body and have the body decide on whether to do this. And this is, none of these can be retroactive, right? Yeah, so it wouldn't even matter for this session either. So it would be moving forward to the next session. And so I wonder if we could either pass the rule and figure out how that's going to look between now and next session, or we could hold on that, figure out how it's going to look, and then adopt it the first day of session. Or would this still not count, considering you didn't do it till that session?
You could pass the rule and then set the policy that tells how, that delineates how it's going to actually look. So you could pass the rule saying that you're going to keep the attendance records, and then we could develop the policy that says how we're going to keep the attendance records, and that would be up to CA to do that. Would that be correct? Second speaker.
I think so.
Yeah, because that's what I was just thinking, is working on stuff, actually a lot of stuff, probably several other rules, as the CA committee continues to move along in their policies, so just so that they are together. Congresswoman Lemon?
I'm sorry. I think she wanted to.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I'll yield.
Yeah, I did.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
So y'all are going to pass the concept with the expectation that the Congressional Affairs will come up with the vehicle and policies to monitor, and does it include special sessions or just fall and spring session?
Would that be a policy?
Well, I would say that would be in the rule. They need to be together. All sessions. Okay, so that would be all sessions.
Yes, that would be.
Including absences for all sessions and committee meetings, and a compiled list should be a public document. Okay.
What?
Continue.
Thank you. I like the idea of, you know, making it a public document and then utilizing Congressional Affairs to initiate and come up with the actual policy, and as Congresswoman Good Fox mentioned, the vehicle on how it's going to be completed, which would fall back on the four options of, it would show roll call, late arrival, early departure, and then the meeting time that ends, giving the full picture. And so I'd like to see what the body, if this committee will allow, what the body thinks about it. And, you know, see where we're at. We have new members, and we have members that have been on here that helped comprise these rules and change these rules. Visited with Congresswoman Whitehorn, and she talked about at length the discussion of that, not to backtrack and want to get on this subject about the electronic means. And I just want to say that I respect that what they went through and how they came up with this rule, and I understand why they did. I just do want to reiterate that it still is disruptive without it being like on a electronic internet, like WebEx or GoToMeetings. And so I wish it could be something like that, not by telephone. But anyways, I don't want to backtrack too far. I want to stay on the attendance.
Okay, and then so the actual absence being compiled in a list into a public document, what about, so you're already supposed to notify the chair or the speaker as to why you're absent. Would those also be considered, like, putting those for a public document as well, like giving the reason? Because I don't know that everyone always actually receives that as a committee chair or as a speaker.
I hadn't thought about that, actually. That's a good thought.
I mean, you're supposed to do it already, but we don't.
And some committee chairs, not all, will also say that I've heard from congressmen who, whomever or whatever, and that they can't attend the meeting today. But I've also had them not, I've heard them not announce it when someone is mm-hmm. has sent, you know, their notice. But I believe if they was to create the policy where it says roll call, late arrival, early departure, and meeting end. But yeah, that's a whole nother avenue, Chairwoman Pratt.
All right. Meeting via electronic means. So are you still, did you say you withdrew? The chair of a committee shall not preside over the meeting via electronic means.
Well, that's already there.
Wait, what
I
is
mean,
that? The chair of a committee shall not. Okay. Are you striking that?
So just, yes, not striking it. This is what is in the rule now. Right. And I don't want to visit that any longer. The reason the strike through was there is that it is something that if this committee had adopted, that would no longer exist, number two or number three in the rules. So I want to withdraw the two, three, and four strike throughs and then and proposed amendment rule 715 as a strike through also in three, and just look at the 4.2 overall duties and responsibilities. So yes, thank you. All of those strike-throughs had to do with by electronic means. And
so the only one that we're considering now is the attendance.
Yes.
Okay. And as it's written.
In the red, ma'am.
Yes.
In the red that's added here, because the black already exists. The black ink.
Yeah, because you're withdrawing them and saying that you don't really. I agree that it can be troublesome, but mine was more the equipment issues than attending. But also, I try not to be like, okay, let's do this to ourselves, but because I still want to be able to ascend electronically to other meetings. You know, like when gaming has an emergency
sure.
meeting, I want to be able to call in and attend. So, Congresswoman Stabler.
Motion to approve amendment to Rule 4.2.
Recommend.
Motion to recommend amendment to Rule 4.2, number one, add at the end of that of Rule 1, the Clerk of Congress shall compile a list of member attendance, including absences for all sessions and committee meetings, and the compiled list shall be public document.
Second.
Okay, motion's made and seconded to include the addition in red. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, so that's been adopted. All right. Next.
Is it this one?
Yes.
This is the next one. Congresswoman Edwards had asked to have an insertion done. And the best place I could find is an insert to rule number 2.3 to add a number 5. That section directs the speaker on setting agendas and assignments.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Thank you. What page is that, Ms. Paula?
That is page 8.
Page 8? Okay. Thank you.
And her request is speaker shall meet with the appropriate chairs and all standing committee chairs prior to session and formulate a committee schedule of the entire session, which contemplates legislative assignments and shall be noticed prior to session. Was she here the other day? Did we talk to her about it?
She
I don't think she was here.
Like 5 seconds.
So I don't know that I can give an update before we left off with this, or if there was any discussion on it. I don't recall.
No, you just read it and...
And that was it.
Make sure it got read in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's in the insertion of 2.3 number... What will be the number?
I just put it at the end of that section, number 5. Could actually
I would say somewhere up there in 2.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll change that. I'll change that to 2.3. Insert as number 3.
Well,
or
number.
Add 2, number 2.
I would say either addition to number 2 or make that number 2 and then let it fall down. Let everything fall down.
Renumber? Yeah. Insert number 2 and renumber.
This one is... During the CJO session, the speaker shall instruct the committee chairs to prioritize bills which can... Okay, so that is the case for that session. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that would only be applicable to that session. So how did you word it again?
So it's worded, speaker shall meet with the appropriate chairs and all standing committees prior to session and formulate a committee schedule for the entire session, which contemplates legislative assignments, and shall be noticed prior to session.
Question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so all sessions, CISO session, HUNCA session?
Sessions.
Yes.
All sessions. Does it say all sessions in there?
It doesn't say all sessions, but
I think
that's
we should put it in there, just like the...
Prior to session, so prior to sessions, I could
all sessions. I didn't know. I mean, what do y'all think about that? Just so that somebody doesn't.
I think prior to session just means anytime we go into a session, and of course, special session we might not have only one piece of legislation. But
true. The agenda chosen by the speaker will be final unless challenged in accordance. The agenda chosen.
So is Shannon here to? Give us any, I mean, did she give you any insight on
no,
explanation
but I
or anything, Ms. Paula?
That's what she's stated several
times. Ms. Walker?
Times.
Another place that might need to be located is in Rule 7 on page 42, Notice of Meetings.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, is that I'm concerned about is just making sure that the language, I mean, I completely understand the concept and think that this is, so can I go ahead and give a thought process? And cause she and I have discussed this many times. I think this is just another effort to, I know at least 4 of us, I would have to say probably the women from the previous, for the last year. Yeah, no, there's 6 of us. I would say the 4 women previously would say that we have tried to vote on scheduled times. And so I think that this is a different effort that might accomplish that goal because previously a schedule was laid out, and so you would be adopting the schedule already made. And so as opposed, and she and I just talked about this right before, right after the previous meeting this morning, was I like this effort because then it places that duty with the speaker, but it gives them the ability to discuss and whoever that chair may be at the time. So you know, because that also changes. So that way they can have their chance to weigh in, plead their case, whatever it may be, on when they're going to, but at least they work it all out prior to the session. Because before it was a table and it said appropriations meets at 8:30. commerce meets at, you know, whatever, at 1 o'clock. And so it was dictating, specifically dictating who was going to meet when. And I think that at the time, it was, if you're the sitting person and 8:30 doesn't sound good to you, you know, you're not the 8:30 person and it doesn't sound preferable to you at the time, then they were against it. So this gives them the ability to discuss as to why they want this and, you know, five people work it out as opposed to being told what to do. Congresswoman Stabler.
So I'd like to restate this and move it to insert after rule 7.12, insert number 2 and renumber. So this would come after committee shall meet at the call of the chair within the dates, times, and locations designated by the chair. Speaker shall meet with the appropriate chairs and standing committee chairs prior to sessions and formulate a committee schedule of the entire session, which contemplates legislative assignments and shall be noticed prior to session.
Did you say 7.12, 712?
Mm-hmm. And then no committee, number two is no committee shall sit during a floor session.
Uh-huh.
So put it in there.
Okay. Is that striking from inserting it in rule two
yes.
and moving it to seven, or yes. should it fall in both places?
It could fall in both places because it's going to give,
I would
it's
say
going to
so
be a
too.
Directive to get that the speaker is supposed to do. So it does fall in the speaker's duties,
mm-hmm.
but it definitely needs to be something that the chairs of committees are looking at too. So it needs to be in the rule.
Right. Because so if a new speaker comes in, one of the first things they're going to do is go to their roles, what their responsibilities are, and so I think that it should tell them in that section as well. Go ahead.
I just say one more thing. In the discussions that we've had in the past, and I've clerked rules and ethics for a few years now, and like you said, it delineated in the past when this motion has been made, it did delineate times specific. And what is good about this is not only do the chairs get to weigh in, but it also gives them the ability to look at the legislation that has been filed and determine what committees are going to be heavy and what committees are not, and that way they can set that schedule according to that as well. So that's something else that looks kind of keen in viewing it this way.
Right. Because before, we all just had to make sure we got in there, and somebody could be taking up a big spot that's completely unnecessary.
And you guys won't be running to get the papers signed to get a meeting.
So then the speaker and the chairs would just work it out all together. We don't even, because we've been operating under an unspoken, unwritten rule of select committees reserving the IFS space. We've tried to, until this session, have tried to honor that. So, yeah, that just gives them all the ability to work it all out. Congresswoman Stabler.
I don't know that we have to restate the whole thing. I think on 2.3, number 4, speaker shall meet with committee, all committee chairs, and shall meet with all committee chairs and prepare a daily legislative agenda. Let that rule go ahead and finish out like it says. And then in 7.12, number 2, it kind of gives a bigger description of how that's going to transpire.
Could you restate that?
Sure.
Only because I heard the word daily, so then I think somebody's going to be like, what do you mean, every day?
yeah. You don't have to raise your hands. Just
yeah.
if everybody
okay.
doesn't get crazy
okay, so
talking over each other, then go ahead.
2.3, number 4, which is under the section, speaker to set and report priorities of session and actions taken by Congress. Under that section, the speaker shall meet with all committee chairs and prepare a legislative agenda and shall make every effort to disseminate the agenda to the members of Congress not less than 12 hours prior to the session of which the agenda was prepared. So, we would, after shall, insert meet with committee chairs, with all committee chairs, And after you go back to prepare A, strike daily.
That rule is completely, has completely to do with session agenda for each day. So
leave the daily in there.
That's another duty. Each day's agenda for session, and that's something that I have to get their approval.
At the end of the day, the speaker reviews the daily journal and sets the agenda for the next day. So that can't all
be
meshed together.
That's what that whole rule is pertaining to.
So what if we moved it up to number two?
That's where I say it should be more, makes more sense around number two and just pop the rest of it down.
Which is prior to sessions, right? That's what, okay.
Yes, because there's a few things that the speaker has to.
So would you put it before the during each CISO session? Because it talks about prior to each session on her.
It needs to be each session because you need to schedule the meetings before each session. So it's not a big old mess and everybody's. But this, the CISO, is because it's the budgetary time. And so that's when the speaker is supposed to give opening remarks and get with the chairs to state that appropriation bills should come before any other legislation that's filed. So that's also an instruction all by itself. So I would say go ahead and put it at number two for that, and then the rest come down, and this dictates that particular session, but you would just say sessions.
Renumber it accordingly. So we're going to insert that entire thing and renumber it accordingly. Okay.
And not so, specify, just say
not,
sessions.
And not set it at 7.12.
Yes.
I think it sets at both places. The whole thing.
I think that it needs
places.
To appear.
Both places?
Yes. Yes, because
I think
that
the whole
directs.
Thing needs to be set in two, number two.
It's got two directions.
Because it talks about, the number one talks about the speaker setting the priorities for the session, and then their priorities are going to dictate those meetings. And so that would be the perfect place for it to be in section two, but it needs to be in section seven.
The committee
seven
members, the chairs need to know that that's part of their duty, or that's going to be coming, and that's something that they need to make sure happens. On top of when a speaker comes and looks at the rules, says, "Okay, now how do I operate as speaker?" This tells them. So I believe it should appear in both sections,
as written in full.
Yes.
Seems odd to me, but. All right.
I think so, it's awesome.
It's so now it's going to state insert after rule 2.3, number two, and renumber, and also 7.12, number two, and renumber. Speaker shall meet with the appropriate chairs and all standing committee chairs prior to sessions and formulate a committee schedule of the entire session, which contemplates legislative assignments, and shall be noticed prior to session. Sorry, I stumbled.
It's okay. Does it say committee meetings or just say committee? Does it say committee schedule or just say committee meeting schedule? Do we have to go that far?
It just says committee schedule right now.
I think we'll get it. Okay. Go ahead and say meetings.
You think so? I don't care.
That's all we do is have meetings, but you can insert meetings just for clarity. That's fine.
Okay. So I move to, what is it we recommend? I move to recommend that we insert after rule number 2.3, number two, and renumber, and also at 7.12, insert number two and renumber. Speaker shall meet with appropriate chairs and all standing committee chairs prior to session and formulate a committee meeting schedule for the entire session, which contemplates legislative assignments and shall be noticed prior to session.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been read and seconded. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no.
That's okay. On the wrong form.
We have.
It'll work.
Now adopted. Okay, so we had one previously adopted.
Yes.
Do we need to say anything or do anything or just make sure that
it's on
that's
the committee report,
in their committee report? So we just want one. We are going to vote on these, propose these and vote on separately, but we just want it on the same report for ease of the members. Okay.
Motion to...
I think that's it. No,
motion to adjourn.
Second.
Yeah. Motion's made and second to adjourn. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
You're adjourned. Go on.
Is this your 20?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.